There we go. You're there. You're definitely there.
Oh, yeah. It was just me.
It was just you. Now, I'm joined by Julia Plumquin, who is an excellent soulful, jazzy, funky vocalist from Essex, and also Tony Sandman, who is one of the best guitarists in Essex, jazz guitarists, a really lovely guy who I met last year and the year before through the EEJ, which is the Essex ESA Jazz course, which I attended last year. So, good morning, guys.
Hello.
And you've got some live music coming up for us as well.
Yes.
Indeed.
That's what we like. People who just turn up and play.
Yeah.
That's
just
it.
Plug and go.
That's it. I like the people who play. Anybody that comes and starts faffing about, you just know they need to leave immediately. You know what I mean? You know what you guys know, because you do gigs all the time, so you know the sort of people that I'm talking about.
Yes, we do.
My lips are sealed.
Good boss, a big comment.
I can't hear myself. I think I need a bit more in the cans. Like, get out! Now, we're going to be talking about the Easter Essex Jazz course, which I did last year, and I had such a good time. It's open to musicians of all age groups and all abilities. So, Tony, tell us how long it's been going for and who would benefit from coming on the course.
Well, it's got quite a history, actually, and Julia will confirm. She's brought along one of the early programmes, don't I? The early Essex Jazz courses, which used to take place in Southend, and I think that dates back to 1997.
Mm.
And in fact, one of the singers on that course, of course, was Julia, and one of the drummers was Mark, who now helps me organise these courses, which we've been doing in Brentwood for 3 years, very successfully, and it's going extremely well, so we're very happy with that.
And if we say Mark, anybody out there's worth their salt that plays drums or percussion will know Mark Cecil. It's like, you mention his name to other drummers, and they kind of go,
yeah, you know. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah, Mark's a very versatile drummer. He plays in most genres music. He features strongly with King Salsa Band. Yeah. That's his forte, although he's an equally able jazz drummer and does lots of great jazz gigs locally in Essex and around the country, and also rock and blues, so he's got the whole thing covered.
Now, it's taking place on the 4th to the 7th of April this year, and it's at the Brentwood School.
It is.
So you can get there and you can park, and it's, what's the age groups from? Is it
providing you've got, if it's a under 16-year-old, you have to be accompanied by an adult, either a sibling or, you know, a parent or a guardian. But, of course, you know, we have geniuses of 7 and 8 years old. I think the youngest we've had on the course in the past has probably been about 10 years old.
Yeah.
We've got a young drummer, I believe, who's coming back this year. Remember?
Is it from the guy from... Oh, my... If you're going to say it's that kid from last year...
It is, indeed,
he was awesome.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
And so he's coming back with us, and I think he was only probably about 11, which gets us to the next subject, which is... Believe it or not, we've got a wonderful singing instructress, singing teacher,
yes.
Which is Georgina Jackson, and
yep.
She's teaching on there, and amazingly, because she's such a fabulous singer and also a great tutor, we only have one singer so far on the course, so
yep.
I'm going to recruit you guys, because you've both attended courses, and
yes.
You know how the value of these courses.
Mm, definitely.
But if you're a singer... You know, and one good thing about singing is that with saxophone and guitar, you've got to be to a, I'm not going to say standard, that's the wrong word, but you have to be able to have an understanding of scales and chords and stuff like that, which you don't as a singer. You come along on the course, you know.
Yeah.
And then if you want to learn to sing jazz or know what it's all about, you know, the jazz form, how to count a band in, what keys you're singing,
yeah.
All those sort of things that you may have struggled on and thought, oh, I could never get up and just sing.
Mm.
Or you've never done a live gig, but you know you can sing. This is the course for you.
Mm. It was just such a lovely... I mean, Georgina is such a good teacher. It was so interesting, and there was a great age range there as well.
That's right. I think the eldest we had last time...
Wasn't me.
Was probably...
How rude.
Was somebody in their 70s.
Yep.
Yeah. One of the guitar players this year, I think, is... He's probably 70. I mean, I'm 60, so, yeah, you know.
Looking well on it.
Sure.
Sorry, I can't be kidding. No, he's just showing. He's just pretending. I like people do that sometimes. Say they're older, and you go, really, you look so well. It's when they say, oh, right, okay.
I'm only 35.
Yeah.
And there was a story. Did I tell you the story? She got phoned up by some concert producer and said, oh, I'd like you to do a gig on such and such. Quite a big, high-profile gig.
Mm.
And because she's a broad northerner, isn't she?
Yeah.
She started speaking.
She can't help that.
Well, exactly. At the end of the conversation, he said, well, I nearly didn't book you there because you sound a bit common, you know.
Oh! I saw that. I know. That's...
Gosh.
You know, so she was up in arms about that. But she got the gig, and apparently she doesn't sing common.
She did the gig and thumped him after.
Well, what a lovely introduction to a CD you've just done there when she listens back. I didn't say it, Georgina. Now we're going to play track one from the album, Georgina Jackson, Watch What Happens, and this is called Change Partners.
We're the same fortunate girl. You have danced with her since the music began. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Must you dance quite so close, with your lips touching her face? Can't you see I'm longing to be?
It's a crawl on that song.
What'd you say?
Reminds me of Diana Krall.
Yeah, she's better than Diana Krall.
Of course she is.
I'm going to add that to the stuff as well. Hello, Georgina. I keep trying to get her in the studio. She's never going to come in now. I have to say a very good afternoon as well to my little friend in the corner.
Hello. Afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
It's Roger from the Brentwood Centre. He is a CEO here. Very important man. That's not the initials it stands for, actually. But we're going to be talking to Roger just after 11, but he's coming to have a listen to the music.